Next is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and two priests, recorded on June 15, 1976, in Detroit, Michigan.
In our Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse, find out. Jishan tu antatatam papam jaranam punyakarmanam ti sannamaha nimukta bhajan simaan virabhata. Those who are addicted to sinful life, they cannot understand them. So therefore, we have to stop sinful activities. If you keep them in sinful activities, and if you expect that God will be revealed to them, it is not possible.
Yes, we certainly agree. No contradiction. I think it's very, very important. We do not see you in competition at all.
No, there is no competition.
We rejoice when we see people.
We rejoice when we see people
turning to the Lord God, wherever it may be and however it may be. Any other passages there?
Yes. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination.
Yes, we too see sin as an obstacle to communication and relationship with the Lord God. In fact, we see we define sin as that which separates us from the friendship of God. Certainly agree with
that. We have to teach people how to refrain from sinful activities. Then, when it's pure, then God will be. If we keep them in sinful life, at the same time we want to please them, it will not be possible. The Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that those who are animal killers, they cannot understand about God. Vinaya pasavna. So, even in human society, the unnecessary animal killing is encouraged. We will never be able to understand what is wrong. The greatest sin for us, paturna. So,
many of the early writers.
Human society, unnecessarily, the animal killing is going. So they are entangled in sinful activities. Therefore they are unable to understand what is God.
Are you speaking specifically about all animal killing, Your Excellency, or are you how would you speak of animal killing? In other words, vegetarian living, is that what you're speaking of?
No. Animal means the core legged animals. Vegetables are not called animals.
No, but
even in this life.
Does the group live a vegetarian life without any meat? That's what you
I see. Now that's basic principle of your way of life. You're not eating any meat.
I think there is no hard work here. The second time for my time, it is said, निवृत्त कर सही होगी अमाना प्रभु सदी छोट मनो विरामा का उत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवादा विरत गति पुमान बिना पशुगुना The glorification of the Lord is done by the liberated person. It is so nice, glorification of the Lord. So who can refrain from the glorification of the Lord unless he is an animal being. It is said.
The origin of the group, who was the original founder, Your Excellency? The original founder of the group.
halfway through
this group, yours was Krishna. You founded it
in 1966.
And you utilized the traditions and of Oriental, especially of Indian
origins.
So that this is a collection of the ancient writings as well as modern writings that have to reflect the way of life.
All Vedic literature. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Of what kind of Vedic?
Vedic.
Vedic.
Oh, yeah. Vedas means knowledge.
This comes out of the Hindu tradition.
Yes, in this Bhagavad Gita, it is ordered that a human society must be divided into four divisions, and they should cooperate for understanding God. Just like in our body, there is a head, there is arm, there is a belly, and there is a leg. So they are all cooperating for maintaining the body. Although head is very important than the leg, but leg is also equal. Simply head will not be able to keep the body in good condition.
Yes, our St. Paul uses that very imagery in his epistle to the Corinthians, 10th chapter. Yes.
So that is mentioned in this poem.
Yes.
So head means first class intelligence.
Yes.
The class humble.
How about people who aren't first class intelligence? People, as you mentioned, the foolish. What?
No, they should be trained.
No, I mean the foolish. We have a
foolish man. Just as a foolish child can be trained up to very nicely educated to pass any examination. Child is all children are foolish. They reject us. But by training, we can make them the first class intelligent men.
Training and discipline is a very important aspect.
That training is one thing, absolutely.
Yes, I think that's, I would agree, that the willingness of
there
the modern
no
master
training
to
qualify a person to become first class. There is no training.
I'm thinking of the retarded, the mongoloid, the encephalitis, those who are born with
born intelligent, that is not right.
No, I understand. But it mentions in there that I'm thinking, what message do you have for the parents of a child?
I would train them first class.
No, this is the retarded
child that is born handicapped intellectually. Intellectually handicapped.
Cannot walk nor talk.
Well, that is another, that is exceptional. Generally, anyone is born according to basic civilization. Everyone is born fourth class. When he takes his birth, it is to be accepted in the fourth class. Now by training, you can make him first class, second class, third class. By birth, everyone is fourth class.
I saw a film of a leader of ours, Jean Vanier, from Canada and France. He took 5,000 retarded, in Spanish we say, desamparados, to Rome just for an experience. And they were all in wheelchairs, old and young and small ones, not understanding very much, but a wonderful experience for them, the weak, the weak, and the the weak and the wounded.
One priest. So many handicapped people who
why are you speaking of a handicap? Why are you taking the handicap? Handicap is a handicap.
Yes.
our program for them is also like this, to give them spiritual
power. But apart from that, we shall deal with the handicap later on.
That's my
point. We change the general people.
No, but you were saying that you speak, you're looking for the intelligent.
I am talking that anyone can be elevated to the intellectual class by training, not the handicap. There are special cases, that is another thing. Generally,
but
everyone is born for class. It is to be understood. But by training such people, you can make them division, first class, second class, third class.
I think we certainly would have no quarrel with that. But I think Father's concern is, what is your message for, what is your attitude toward those who are handicapped in our society? How do you respond? How do you treat those?
Handicapped, suppose your hand is cut, so I cannot bring another hand to join. It is not possible. Suppose your hand is cut.
Yes.
The handicap, not handicap. So can I join any other hand? Is it possible?
No, but you
then
can.
Then what is the use of?
No, my point is that if a child would be born,
talking that both were handicapped, by nature defective, we shall deal with them, that's all. Right.
How? How do you deal with them? That's my question.
What? How you are dealing? You cannot. I told you just that if your hand is cut, is it possible for me to add another hand in your body?
No, but what?
Then you are unable. You have to accept it. But as far as possible, you can give them help. That is not the question. Question is, those who are not handicapped, they are rotting without education, without enlightenment. They're keeping themselves as fourth class, fifth class men. Why not train them to become first class men? That is the problem. If one is blind, you cannot give him eyes. If one is lame, you cannot give him leg. That is beyond your ability. That is another thing. We shall deal with them later on. First of all, those who are born as human beings, why should you treat them as third class, fourth class men?
So this is the development. St. Ignatius did the same, somewhat. When he began, he sought the leadership, and he sought the intelligence, so that they might do what obviously you do also, seeking a leadership that can then teach. And we call it sometimes elitism, and this is perhaps a good word for it.
We find out the last sutra samadhavadhikutsa, the qualification of Brahmana. Yes, it is meant, the first class, second class, third class, fourth class. Yes.
Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmins work.
This is first class. Again, repeat that.
Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness.
So why they should not be educated to become first-class men on this basis?
That's right. I would agree that that is a worthy and a very important goal.
But why is that an institution who is teaching this?
He said that the monastery did not teach this. I don't know if you can generalize about all monasteries.
No, I don't say monastery. I'm thinking that this is the way of training. Even a third class born, a fourth class born, could become a first class. This training should begin. There must be an institution. How to become peaceful? How to become truthful? How to become honest? How to become religious? How to become believer in God? Why not this institution? They have opened an institution. How to learn to deal with the hammer, technology. But in the society, there is no first-class man on this basis. So who guides? If there is no brain, then who will guide the hand or the leg?
So your particular plan is then to provide this kind of enlightenment, this kind of direction and education through the ascetical process in which your group is involved. Yes. And we, of course, have made efforts along this line through our schools and through our religious communities that have been successful more or less depending on efforts given to it.
Second class man is also this guy. Who is the second class?
Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are qualities of work for the Kshatriyas, for the ministry.
This is second class. They are not first class, they are second class. First class is above them.
The Brahmin.
Yeah. Then second class. Second class also required.
Which also requires training. Yes. Yes.
Right. Suppose if there is war. So, first-class man, they are going to go to fight. They are not trained up. But the second-class man is trained up. What is that quality?
Courage in battle.
Courage in battle. Now, we have got a report that in Vietnam battles, yeah. What happens?
Somebody, whenever they fight, most of the soldiers run away.
I don't know. This first-class, he has been placed in the second class. So how do you do
this? We have a principle called a man tends to rise to the level of his incompetence.
These are the defects of the society as it turns out. A fourth class, fifth class man is on the first class, or second class. Why Nixon had to be dragged down? He's a third class man.
Third class man.
Yes.
That's rather high on the ladder, I'd say.
So this mistake happened. A vyapari su vyaparam zona ro kottum ischate. Tar pura handate sirat pajima vana ro kottum. One man's food is another man's poison. So one should not misplace what he is unable to do.
Yeah. Many of these expressions that you are reading sound very similar to what we call the wisdom literature of the Old Testament of our Bibles, of Sirach and Ecclesiasticus and Ecclesiasticus. And also, of course, some of the sayings of Jesus are very closely related to what we're saying here. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of heaven. And all these other things will be added besides. That's the first class.
Yes.
He was constantly working toward the kingdom.
Yes. Very,
blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, and so on.
Take a first class man on the head of the society.
Yes.
Then everything will be done properly.
In the Mass today, Jesus said, you must be perfected as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
Yes. That's right.
I was wondering if you had some plan, some thoughts in the way in which we could mutually cooperate.
So there is plan.
For the
now suppose if I say, well, let us create some peaceful man, so who will disagree with us? I don't say everyone will be peaceful, but some of them can be sent up. Some of them can be sent up, courageous and battle.
Yes.
We have to select by practical psychology. What is the tendency? Similarly,
in other words, you would utilize practical psychology,
yes,
then in the selection,
yes,
of people for the various levels.
Yes.
Well, you see, in our training for priests, our training for religious women and men, rather, our people in this work would heartily agree in the need that there is for that trace.
There is, that's like I've already said, but to keep your body in order, you require to keep the head, the hands, the belly, and the legs in order. Otherwise, there will be disorder. The present position of the whole human society is in disorder.
So you are talking not only about an intellectual fitness and development, but also a physical fitness of body to go along with that. So
yes. Physical fitness, this, to keep the brain in order, that is also physical.
Physical.
And the soldier trained up to fight, that is also physical.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot ask the high court judge to go and fight in the field. Both of them are physical. But you cannot ask the high court judge to go and fight in the front. His business is different, his business is different.
Each has a different role,
yes,
or function in the society.
But that seeks to abandon the
Father Kern's concern is always for the poor, for the downtrodden, for those who suffer, for those who are deprived.
Oh, that is imagination. That is never will be fulfilled. That is simple imagination. It is never, as I told you, that what we can do. There are so many poor men. We can estimate like this. The rich men, and the middle class men, and the poor class. These three orders are there everywhere.
So you see that as in nature, as it's,
yes,
now coming from the Lord God Himself,
yes,
these three levels. You think that?
Now, when I did not come to your country, I thought in America, everyone is rich.
Most everyone in another country thinks everyone in America is rich, yes.
But when I came,
there's only one class here, yes.
I saw there are so many bumps, I call it bumps.
Bumps, yes.
They're lying on the street.
Yeah.
But we think that.
First of all, let me finish. So why in America they're lying on the street?
They're not.
What can I do?
A few are, but
not few, many.
No.
Many few, but why there should be at all?
I mean, in a rich country like this,
why
should they be on the street?
Do anything. There will be a third class or poor class man which you even want to help them. They will not accept your help. That is another thing. These three phases, I have seen in London, the British Empire, and the hippies were lying on the park, and the police kicking. Hey! And I mean to say,
nature's law,
rich, richer class, middle class, and poorer
class.
That will continue.
Jesus said, the poor you have always with you. But at the same time, he said, we must go out and give what assistance we can as a Christian community. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the homeless.
A man is poor when he is in ignorance.
So you see that as the greater poverty is the ignorance rather than the physical poverty of not having enough food.
So, food problem can be solved simply by accepting. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. And how everyone can
All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rain. Rains are produced by the performance of sacrifice, and sacrifice is born of prescribed duties.
So, if you produce enough food grains, both the man and the animal will be very peaceful. Food grains, and I have seen in your country, in America, in Africa, in Australia, so much vacant land without producing food grains. The men are not engaged to produce food grains, but they are brought in this way to manufacture wheels, some motorcycles.
For ambulances,
huh?
To bring the sick to the doctor.
Then we have to correct this. Customers produce food.
So if I understand you correctly, you are saying utilize intelligence to correct the problem.
Yes.
Produce more food rather than worry about the fact that it's so that the poor can have the way the animal can have this food. So your approach then is not one of direct assistance to the person who is starving or suffering, but rather indirect, utilizing intelligence to produce food.
Yes. And there will be no starving.
Yeah. There's no question. That's an intellectual approach.
Yes.
I think our approach would be... we would be concerned with a person-to-person assistance. That is the way, our way, that Jesus has taught us. He said, you know, feed the hungry and harbor the harborless and visit the
if you have not enough food grains, just like in our headquarters in Bengal, we are giving food daily, at least 1,000.
So you are feeding at your headquarters.
Well,
you do utilize then a direct approach as well.
Yeah. Now, our process is that everyone who is hungry come and take your food.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So
but our program is going on.
Mm-hmm.
But the feeding the poor is automatically there. So if anyone comes to our temple, even here, anyone comes and takes food.
Couldn't get in.
We do not say.
If they came here, if a poor person came here, they could not get in.
We have many people coming from the neighborhood here. They're coming regularly, even young children, everything. They're coming. We have groups, community groups are coming.
Maybe. Very good.
And we too, we have always responded to those who have a need for food or clothing or shelter. We have this come to us every day too.
But to make a person ask is not the right kind of society. Shouldn't the person be the first class citizen and therefore independent and therefore seek his own so that he could serve God by his own intelligence and his independence? It is no virtue to be giving, more of a virtue to
when the pilot
that you're suggesting that because we're requiring that a person come to us for food, that somehow this is interfering with his independence.
What is that independence? He's hungry, he can come and get food.
Yes.
But it's wrong then. We say that we are not simply supplying food. Anyone who is coming is getting spiritual education. Not that it is a free hotel. No.
No.
No, it's nothing. We give them spiritual education. You come here, you take your shelter, take your food, and learn how to be first class man. That is our goal. Don't be implicated in sinful activities. Please, God's answers. Leave here with us comfortably. Get your food. You have this nice Friday.
Yes. Yeah. Doctor, do you recruit people to come?
Yes, yeah, he's a mighty ambulance. We have no sense of
They're always recruiting, Father Kern. They're always recruiting.
I have four young alcoholics that like
no, but it is why I am God. I've not imported from India. They're recruited here.
I came along.
They're all recruited. I've got so many. Centers all over the world, they're simply recruited.
Your asceticism, your way of life, your training program, having its Eastern origins, has a great appeal, I think, for many young people.
It is not Eastern or Western. It is the life.
Well,
in fact, to become peaceful. Is it Eastern or Western?
Oh, sleep.
Right. Peaceful is peaceful.
But
why do you mean
the way in which, the method in which the state of the liberal expression
is Eastern.
This is not to say it is bad, it's good too.
Right.
There are many traditions
I,
that
I would say that. If we look at Eastern, Western, then it becomes sectarian. But it is for all. If it is a person to become peaceful, it is not the question of Eastern and Western. It is meant for everyone.
Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, they shall see God.
Right. Well, why should you say that it is Eastern or Western?
Well, your methodology, much of your culture, your vocabulary,
Eastern countries are in India, these things were very much appreciated and developed. That is another thing.
Yes.
But the thing as it is neither Eastern nor Western.
Okay. I grant it that the principles that you are utilizing are general and universal. Granted.
May I ask you, Your Excellency, your own background? Were you born in India? Were you born in India?
Yes, I'm Indian. I was born in Calcutta.
In Calcutta. And when you were there in Calcutta, did you receive the training?
Yes, I fortunately I was born in a very good family, so our family-wise training was there. Especially in India, every family is like that.
Yes.
Then that.
Yeah. And your own schooling then in the local schools in Calcutta?
Yes. Not in the school, but in my family.
In the family? Any formal?
In our family, my mother, daughter, if there is one grain on the floor, who shall take it and keep it on the head? It is God's sense.
Yes. Our mothers do the same.
It is God's sense.
Yes, sure.
The grain, food grain, it is actually given by God. We should not misuse it. This was the beginning of our training.
And then, were you at the university or the school? Or
yeah, Calcutta University.
Calcutta.
I was taught at the Scottish Church's College.
The Scottish Church's College, right.
Yes. All of my professors were fathers and they were, our principal was, they were all fathers. Mr. Scott. Huh?
They were clergymen of the Church of Scotland.
Yes,
they were teachers.
My professor of theology was Dr. W.S. Alcuas. He was a very famous man in India. He became vice chancellor.
I see.
Yes.
Did you then begin, after you finished the university, did you begin your...
Yes.
Your
No, I was family man. But... even one is family man, he is tender. How to become God's family. So that was it. Very every, practically every Indian, at least in our time, they were trained how to become God's family. In the family. Therefore, there is classification. The Brahman, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya. So, these four classes, first class man, that Brahma has, brain, Kshatriya, he is the ruler, taking instruction from the first class man. And then the as great the productive class. So it is there the calculus.
So I can see that. What this is probably a very important element that appeals to most of the young people come to you is this training that can be received in this particular way. I can also see too that somewhere I'd like to move into this area of religious experience.
I shall request that there is no question of Eastern question. Now people are intermingling. I think that we shall have institutions, especially in America, to train these first class, second class, third class, as a balanced person who cannot take up any training, their person. So, how they should be trained up, that indication is there. It is not the question of Eastern and Western.
Mm-hmm.
Become peaceful.
How would you proceed now?
Yeah, that is
a program. I'd be interested in that.
That is, that if I say that to be peaceful, this instruction is neither for exclusively for America or India. It is for everyone.
That's universal. Peaceful.
Anyway.
That's a universal.
Yeah. What is another quality? Peaceful and then?
Self-control.
Self-control.
Yeah.
This is also not either for American or whatever. The American should not be self-controlled. Only Indian should be self-controlled. This is not a problem. Self-control. Then
austerity.
Austerity. Tapasya. Austerity means that naturally I am inclined to do something. Take for example, generally people are addicted or inclined to eat meat or to drink naturally. Not for all, but a class. But if I train him, that although you like this, he should give up this. That is austerity. He feels some inconvenience in the beginning.
Austeritas is a Latin word that refers to strength, to be able to yes. stand and to be sharp and yes. deciding.
So, this is austerity. Man voluntarily accepting something which he does not like to give up. That is austerity.